Hello, and welcome to my Art Update podcast thingy. Just the usual disclaimer here. The purpose of the podcast is to update people who know me and wonder about what's going on creatively, what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that too. So anyway, if you don't know me and you've never heard of me, you might wonder why this is so boring. Well, do not listen while operating heavy machinery or turn it off. Machinery. Hard word to say. All right, YTG updates. We're just going to get right into the updates because, you know, as you can tell by this releasing on Friday, that it's been a busy week. Interregnum. So we're still in the interregnum between shows. I have in about 25 minutes as of this recording, I have a meeting with the interns to continue boring show admin projects like intern management, social media planning, editing trailers for old shows, and making a YTG company trailer, and a couple other things that are even less interesting. Oh, one of them, of course, is editing podcasts, but I'll get to that. Born Old, so that's that finished project I talked about last time. I had that meeting with Yonomi after I recorded last week, and it's good. She's interested. She's perfect for this project. And with perfect timing, Tanya in Finland reached back out to confirm with me. And yes, now I'm just trying to coordinate a meeting between the... Tanya and Yonomi, which was going to have to happen in July because they're both so busy. Okay, podcast updates. Kate is still editing Miss Charlotte's Finishing School for Wayward Readers. I will be checking in with her in 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes or so. And so I should get an update on that. I should have an update for that for you next week. I'm hoping we'll have at least one complete episode by then. Nerd Night, we're already gearing up for next month. I hope to get someone else to do the social media posting, because I think that was our downfall last time. So yeah, Nerd Night last week went kind of okay. We had about 25 to 30 people. It's hard to say. I'm not sure whether the door count reflected the amount of money that came in exactly. So I don't know about the people who paid online. I'm not sure. So trying to figure that out. But I'm hoping I think that the main reason we had fewer people was partly we lost momentum because we had to cancel March because of the water problem, but also because I didn't get the social media running until basically Thursday, and the show went up on Friday. So I'm going to try to plan that way more in advance. We have all the speakers already, so it's just a matter of getting it done. Might put an intern on that. The problem is mostly like finding images for those posts. I've been generating them using AI because I got bored of stock images, but yeah. Anyway, so that's what's happening there. Photography update. Finally, the Sakura shoot client came back to me earlier in the week. I think Monday? Yeah. And she messaged that she wanted more natural lighting in the photos, which is weird. Does that mean she just doesn't like the way I style them? Which is fine, I guess. Although, I mean, she looked at my portfolio. All my photos kind of have a look. So she must have known she was getting that look. Anyway, so I don't know. My contract says I don't have to deliver if clients don't like the colors or whatever. But I will. I did. I made a gallery of unaltered photos, which is a subset because some of them don't look good. The dynamic range, it's a very, very bright day. And so some of the photos just do not look good without significant adjustments. So I haven't included those. But I've made a gallery of the unaltered, of the ones that need minimal alterations, because I was not going to spend a lot of time on this. I did not charge her very much, so I'm not going to make a big thing of this. Okay. She also said something about shadows on the faces, which is really weird, because with all the photos I provided her, I eliminated shadows on their faces. I'm not sure what she means. Some of the photos I altered, with the look that I like. They're slightly higher contrast than straight out of the camera, so maybe that's what she was talking about. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, update on the Netflix show. I finished recording for now. As of Monday was my last day. I got two extra recording days, as I think I might have mentioned last time, so that is really good. That's some more money for me. And I will still need probably to do at least one more day of face capture in Tokyo, if not two more days of face capture. It really depends on how they schedule things. So I said goodbye to the two Australian women who were part of that, who are, they were lovely people, and sad to see them go. Okay, other stuff. Okay, so I applied, I think last month, I applied for a job as an AV tech at the Canadian Embassy. It was more, the job description wasn't very clear. I was wondering sort of what the flexibility might be with that. If maybe they were hiring, it was listed as a permanent position, a full-time position, but maybe they would be interested in hiring someone part-time or whatever. But I didn't get to speak to a human until this past Wednesday when I went in for like a set of technical tests, which were really dumb, really, really basic stuff. Especially the one where it was like, turn on the lights, turn on the projector, set up some microphones. I mean, yeah. So I got invited back for an interview. And so the interviews were actually supposed to be yesterday, but I already had stuff planned for yesterday because they'd said in their thing that yes, interviews will be, if they're happening, if you're given an interview after the technical test, it'll be on Thursday. And I was like, well, yeah, but that's an if. I've got other things going on. I made other plans. And then they invited me back. And I told them that I wasn't available because I had made other plans. But then I had also told them, because we talked about other possible dates actually while I was at the doing the testing stuff, I told them I was never available on Tuesdays because I teach at university. And they, of course, sent me an email yesterday that said, okay, so here are your possible interview slots. And they were all on Tuesday, just completely unworkable. So anyway, I kind of don't think this job is for me. It seems to require a lot of flexibility from the candidate, like lots of short notice overtime and stuff like that. Paid overtime, but short notice. And I asked about, you know, taking the vacation days, and they said, well, you know, you really have to clear all the days in advance with your supervisor, and then they might have to change them if something comes up. So they seem to require a lot of flexibility from the candidate, from the employee, and they don't offer a lot of flexibility in return. Probably would have been a great job for when I first came to Japan. It's not that much different than the school job. It would have been closer to home. It paid better, pays better. So yeah, too bad this job wasn't around 20 years ago when I needed it. yeah. So I sent them back an email saying, yeah, I can't come in on Tuesday. Give me another, offer me it. Like, here, I'm basically available any day except Tuesdays if you give me enough notice. And we'll just see what they say. To be honest, like I said, I don't think this gig is for me, but I really want to get into the interview because I know they use the pool of interviewees to hire for other stuff. And if there was a short-term consulting thing that came up, I would want to do that. So that's why I want to get this far. Another interesting thing is you don't get to meet the supervisor. I asked HR, it's like, am I meeting the supervisor today? And she said, oh, no. And I said, well, then I meet the supervisor if I get through to the interview. And she said, oh, well, I don't think so. That wasn't part of the plan, but let me ask, meaning no. So a very strange that you would interview for a job and not get to meet the person who's actually going to be supervising you and you're going to be working with on a regular basis every day. So anyway, okay, I think that's it for updates this week. I gotta go get ready for that meeting. Okay, that's it. Talk to you next week. Andrew out.